best practices forum, and this is the session on best practices in open ICT standards for greater citizen access. I'll be moderating this session, and the format of the best practices session is apparently that we have two case studies. So in this case, we have a case study from Spain and one from Sri Lanka. I'm Rishabh Ghosh from the United Nations University Merit Institute. And just to introduce the topic of open ICT standards, what we're going to talk about here is open standards, best practices, and specifically government procurement. And basically try to talk about how standards can be used as a way of ensuring that citizens have access to services and governments provide access to services to citizens without placing any requirements or barriers on citizens to ensure that citizens are able to provide, that all citizens are able to have access regardless of the technology that they're used. I just ask the, go right into the case studies and ask each speaker to introduce themselves first and then go into describing their case. So we have Jorge Villar from the Center of New Initiatives, Fundesit, which is a part of the Regional Ministry of Infrastructure and Technological Development in the government of Extremadura in western Spain. And Reshwan Devapura, who's the Chief Operating Officer and Program Director of the ICT Agency for Sri Lanka. I think Jorge is going to talk about the efforts to provide ICT access for all in Extremadura, which from being one of the poorer regions of Western Europe had a couple of years ago won the European Regional Innovation Award for its ICT policies. And Reshwan is going to focus more on the issue of government procurement. So we'll start with Jorge.
Thank you very much, Rishabh. Can we start my presentation? Okay. So I'm Jorge Villar. As Rishabh said, I just would like to make a little appointment is that we have changed, we have had some change in our government, and right now the Centers of New Initiatives is a part of the second Vice Presidency and the Regional Ministry on the Economics, Innovation and Innovation. So my presentation is about the adoption of open standards in a FLOS ecosystem. So I'm gonna talk you a little bit. I don't know if you know the example of Extremadura as a region in adopting a strategy on the information society that is mainly based on the on two fundamental principles. Those are the accessibility for all the citizens and the connectivity as a right of these citizens. Extremadura was, as Rishabh said, one of the most and the less developed, economically developed regions in Spain that was for centuries. And when we started to try to think in the future of the region, we arrived to the conclusion very fastly that we couldn't count in the industrial revolution for developing our region, and that finally that was the new society of the knowledge that should be the way of developing our region and to reach the other regions, the same development, economic and social development that other regions in Europe have. So So I'm going to talk before about the connectivity as a way to reach information society. After that, I will talk a little bit about the FLOSS ecosystem in Extremadura, how the use of free software is helping our region to change his reality and to develop itself, in order to explain you why open standards are fundamental for our region. So when we started this project in 1999, and there was no single point of broadband in the region. So we asked it to the teleoperators in the region which were their plans for developing the access to the internet in the region, and the plans were absolutely unacceptable for us. So we adopted the decision of helping those companies through public-private partnerships to make possible to the people of Extremadura, the citizens of Extremadura, to have a better access to the internet and to the information society. In 2002, we achieved to have the Internet of Extremadura, that is a network relying on all the dependencies of the regional government in order to be able to provide access to the information society to the citizens of Extremadura in every municipality in Extremadura. In 2006, we achieved to be the first region in all the country, in Spain, in having and the 100% of municipalities covered with a broadband connection. In December of this year, we are going to be the only region in Europe of having 100% of our territory covered by the internet. That is going to be done through different technologies, for example, in this case, is satellite, for the ADSL extension that was ADSL technology, and for the internet that was also ADSL technology. So what we can see also in that plan that we have also created a network a network that is a scientific and technological network of Extremadura that relies all the main centers of innovation in Extremadura to the different centers of to the different networks of fiber optic and that we have in the world, through Portugal to the network to the scientific network of Portugal, to Europe, to the European GANT network, and also through transatlantic connections to other networks in the world. We can also see in this other map where are the points where we have the red points are points of the internet, the green points are other points where we can have a connection, that are the 383 municipalities of Extremadura, and the rest of the region where we can have connection through satellite. The accessibility as a right of the citizens, the other key point of our regional strategy. In order to get accessibility, in order to be able to have accessibility for every citizen, we must foster on the breaking economic barriers. For breaking economic barriers, our solution was to develop a free software that was Neo Linux, that right now is one of the key points and transversal points of our policy, because it reached all the different projects that we are developing in Extremadura. And this free software is free for the people, absolutely. It's a distribution that we are doing in Extremadura for the requirements of our citizens, but that it has been also adopted by other regions in the world. It avoids the technological dependency because it helps the people to be aware that for every software need you have different solutions that can be good for you, and and also it has enabled for us the knowledge socialization and the collaboration in the five continents. Thanks to new Linux, we are right now we have links of collaboration with almost every country in Latin America. We also have a huge collaboration with countries like Malaysia or Vietnam, and we also have a collaboration with most of the countries of the European Union. Right now, NeoLinux is a distribution that is known by almost a half of the population, and from this half of the population of Extremadura is used by a half this half. So 25% of the population of Extremadura right now is currently using NeoLinux. Those are figures from the Flos World project. Almost a half of the municipalities of Extremadura are currently using NeoLinux in their management. And right now I'm going to go through the different items of the free and libre open source software ecosystem of Extremadura. So the ecosystem of Extremadura is it's formed by the public administration, the private sector, the civil society and citizenship, the network of research and development and innovation, the international cooperation, and the culture. In the public administration, we have several projects that started, for example, I suppose you know, that in education we have one computer each two pupils, or that all the healthcare system of Extremadura is managed through free software programs, and that we have really achieved to have a real modernization of our health and care systems thanks to the use of those programs. And last year, in July, we adopted the decision of adopting the open document format, the OASIS ODF and PDF, as a standard format for all the working documents and administrative procedures in Extremadura. For every information that could not be changed, we use PDF. Also, in this same decision, we adopted the use of free software for every productivity tool used by the regional government in Extremadura. For being able to achieve this migration, we have created a internal committee studying all the needs that we had in our regional system for knowing which were the requirements and the needs in terms of software for achieving this migration. This committee is a COMTIC. Another role of the ecosystem, of the FLOS ecosystem in Extremadura, are the businesses. For businesses, we have Bibernet, that is an incubator. I'm going to be fast in that. It's an incubator of technological firms that are, right now we have more than 100 firms that has had the support of Bibernet with the use of also of free software, and with also the support of all the staff, giving them legal advice, entrepreneurial advice, and technological advice. For other role of this flux ecosystem is for the civil society and the citizens is the digital literacy plan that I explained further on last Sunday. And the digital literacy plan is focused on providing the capabilities for our citizens to use and to enjoy the information society in order. And we use for that a methodology that has been awarded also with several prizes, and it's a methodology that focuses on the social issues of the use of IT more than in the technology in itself. To enter in the role of the research, research, development, and innovation, we have, first of all, we have the Center of Initiatives in the region, that is the Linux Center of the region. It's also Observatory of Knowledge Society, and it also promotes the ICT through the different actors in the region. We also have the CENATIC, that is a national center for the promotion of ICT, and whose main goals are to coordinate, fundamentally, to coordinate the efforts that all the administrations, the public administration, are doing in Spain, for example, to coordinate Extremadura, Andalusia, or Valencia, in order that we don't double our efforts in developing the same things. It also aims the impulsion of the open source software in two new organisms of the national and the regional administrations. As we can see in this slide, it's only for measuring and the size of the commitment of the regional government on innovation. We can see that we passed from in the 98,000 to 53 million euros of investment in R&D. In the 2005-2008, we have multiplied for four, and we are in 208 million euros. And we suppose that we are going to have also an over budget this year. And the University of Extremadura is also participating in the development of Linux in the region. We have, for example, the CIRL, that is the Linux International Center of Reference, that is a project that has been created with the help and with the partnership of IBM, whose aim is to promote the use of Linux and open source and open standards in the private and in the public sector of Extremadura. It also gives technological assistance to the firms of the business and the users and different entities of the civil society in Extremadura on the use of open source, and also it helps the migration to their systems. We also have another project in the university that is a CALA project, that is an open campus for free knowledge. It promotes the free knowledge in the academic fields, and it also promotes the principles of open source software in scientific knowledge. We also have, finally, the association Creación Libre, Free Creation, whose main objectives are to help those authors that want to adopt free licenses in their work. So finally, I have been talking about what we are doing in Extremadura in what is in free source and in innovation. What are our conclusions? The conclusions I would like to highlight today is that if we see the declaration of principles of the